It is March 6. When a multi-story residential building is hit by a missile, the explosion can be heard several miles away. The sound accompanies the blast wave. When comes the audible ringing of the shattered glass. Windows shatter, broken into thousands of tiny shards by the impact of a missile. The cries of the people living in the building are not heard. Although I'm sure that the pain and fear experienced by those who survive compel them to scream as they never have before in their lives. But the concrete and brick of their building muffle these cries, preventing them from escaping outside. Rescuers working to clear the rubble of buildings destroyed by Russians arrange moments of complete silence at regular intervals. They switch off all machinery, fall silent themselves, stand still, trying to hear the voices of the living from under the rubble. You know what the Russians are doing during this time? They are improving their missiles so that Ukrainian rescuers hear these voices as rarely as possible, so that every salvo kills as many civilians as possible. It seems to me that in the military I'm in greater safety than civilian people, than children and the elderly. I have weapons, everyone around me has weapons, we have shelters, and overall, the Russians are not fighting so much against the army as against peaceful people bombarding Ukrainian cities and towns with rockets and bombs. A few days ago, I was in my hometown of Kharkiv. Back in the summer, people began to return there who fled in the first days of the Great War from the threat of the city's occupation. Now Kharkiv is empty again, and all because of daily missile attacks in which adults and children constantly die. The same goes for Odessa and other cities. The Russians simply destroy residential buildings along with the people inside. This is their strategy. Make the lives of the Ukrainians a daily hell. The Russians call this fraternal assistance. Their fraternal assistance kills babies with their mothers, makes children orphans, and leaves thousands of widows. We lack air defense systems to cover the sky over the entire Ukraine. We lack modern weapons to drive the occupiers out of our land. But I swear, these monsters will answer for everything. I really want everything in Russia to explode and burn as Ukrainian cities explode and burn. I want them to go to bed every evening and not know if they will wake up in the morning. Somewhere in the country of killers and marauders lives my brother, my nephews, girls I once loved, men who were once my friends. But I don't pity any of them anymore. The rockets and bombs coming from Russia kill not only people, they kill in those who survive the feeling that Russians are also human beings. Right now, Russians are turning Ukrainians into a whole nation of people who hate them and who will actually destroy Russia and Russians out of a thirst for revenge, because the Russians have turned out to be cannibals and they will get everything they deserve.